All right, welcome everyone. My name is Divine. This is Diamond Lecture number 4. And today's lecture, there is no worksheet, but I'm titling this lecture the POTS framework for effective learning, right? The POTS framework for effective learning. Many people ask me, Divine, how do you study? So I just want to kind of talk about that process, and I organized it around 4 things. I use the acronym POTS. You know, principles, pathophysiology, organization, discomfort, and then stamina. So let's break those things down. So the first one is principles of pathophysiology, right? The thing is, this is like a very good starting point for every kind of learning, right? Learn the principle. Many people don't like to do that. They don't like to learn principles. They just want to delve straight deep into the examples, into the associations and whatnot. The thing is, you're basically building a poor foundation that way. Learn the principle first. That's the order you should follow. You want to be ordered in the way you study. Learn the principle first. Learn the pathophysiology first. And then after that, start going after rich examples, right? Use examples to show yourself, hey, these are many different iterations of this same concept. And the thing is, when you're doing examples, make sure you learn examples with variations. Don't just be one-dimensional in your learning of examples. Ask yourself, hey, are there, you know, nooks and crannies to this thing? Oh, if this variable is changed, if that variable is changed, right? When you see those variations, then you're able to solve a wider variety of problems, you know? So again, many people these days, they just want to learn the associations. You're just building the wrong foundation, right? You're going to be able to answer way more questions, many more questions, if you learn by principle, or you learn by pathophysiology. You know, I've seen this many times with the USMLE exams. You know, you see people there, they just really limit how many questions they can answer correctly, because all they know are associations. All they know are examples, right? So learn by pathophys, learn by principle. All right, now let's go to principle number 2. Principle number 2 is organization. Organization, right? The POTS framework. The P is for principles, pathophysiology. The O is for organization, right? Guys, when you're learning, Find groupings, find commonalities. Keep looking for common threads, right? Ask yourself, are there 2 ideas that connect these 10 things I'm trying to learn, right? Always try to find groupings. It is much easier on your brain to learn material when things have been grouped together. You know, this is one thing that helps me tremendously. I try to always group things. I try to always ask myself, hey, Divine, is there some commonality here that you can exploit, right? Instead of just learning things as a list of 10 or a list of 20, no, I ask myself, hey, what can I do to pull all these things together in terms of a group? Put things in a group. And then it's almost like you're filing them off away in nice little file cabinets in your brain. Right? And because this is one feeling of Anki, I feel like Anki really makes information disparate. You know, you have like this sentence, you have a closed deletion, and then that's it, right? It doesn't really give you much in terms of connection. It doesn't really help with synthesis and integration. I'm not here to say Anki is bad. Anki is actually great, but make sure you're synthesizing. Make sure you're grouping things together, right? So, you know, people take this thinking of, oh, just things being learned randomly. They take them to the USMLE exams. And the thing is, you don't realize that it severely limits the number of problems you can solve, right? Or it actually introduces certain test-taking errors to your process. Because the thing is, you're looking at the question as disparate pieces of information instead of looking at it as a series of things that you should bring together. Right? So again, organization is really helpful. And one thing I've also learned with organization, just as an outgrowth of this principle, is guys, see, focus on one thing at a time. Focus on one thing at a time. You know, you see many people, they want to learn, they want to learn in one day, OB, GYN, psych, peds, neuro. No, don't do that. Just focus on one thing at a time, right? Learn something in depth. Let that be your focus. You can learn multiple subjects in a day, but for an hour, for 2 hours, just focus on one thing. Let your brain really learn that thing deeply, right? So that it's better organized in your head. All right, now let's go to the D. The D stands for discomfort. Right? And I'm going to talk about this in many different contexts just to really help you understand or get this idea I'm trying to hit at, right? So the first thing with discomfort is, again, you want to grow from your learning, right? So make your brain, make yourself uncomfortable. Introduce friction. Study methods that bring in more friction. Usually it means that you're learning better. Usually it means that you're retaining better. That's the truth. But many people want these easy peasy approaches to learning. Hey, let me just do this easy thing that is easy, it's mindless, it's passive, it's painless. Well, the thing is, mindless, passive, painless does not help you long term, right? So number one, don't study only your strengths. In fact, I would challenge you to concentrate most of your efforts on your weaknesses. You know, like right now, I am studying for an in-service exam, right? It's an exam you take every, you know, in any residence, you take it every year, right? And there's this temptation to like, oh, let me just burn through these things that I know, you know? But there are things I know I don't know as well as I should know, you know? So for me, I'm like, wait, Divine, spend more time on those things, right? Spend more time on those things. The goal of discomfort is to convert those discomforts to comforts. Progressively convert those discomforts to comforts, right? So use study methods that, you know, cause your brain to almost be angry with itself. You know, almost cause your brain to be angry with itself, right? You're forcing your brain to grow, right? Spend time thinking about what you've learned. This is another discomfort principle. After you've learned something, just sit down for a minute and just think about it. You're trying to synthesize it in your brain. It's almost like you're giving a mini lecture in your brain, right? Another principle of discomfort is to do quality practice problems. Start with simple problems, but progressively keep punching above your weight in terms of difficulty, right? So don't just stay with simple problems. Many people you see, they study and they just stick with simple problems. No, keep punching above your weight, right? It's like, hey, man, this is what my brain can take. Let's up the ante a little bit. Solve even more complex problems. You know, I remember when I was learning organic chemistry, you know, you start off with the basic problems and then you start doing progressively more difficult organic synthesis problems. As you do that, your brain is growing. Your knowledge is improving, right? Many people don't like the discomfort. But that's where a lot of the growth is. That's where a lot of the growth is, right? And one thing I've also noticed is it's important as you learn, give yourself a mini lecture. Literally explain it to yourself. If you get stuck, go back to your study resource. If you're getting stuck, then it means that, oh, you didn't really understand that thing well, right? Go back to your study resource. Go back and look at that piece of information again. And then explain it to yourself. Write things down. I'm telling you, all this friction you're introducing is just making your learning better and it's making your retention better, right? And one thing I've also noticed that is really helpful is, in terms of discomfort is, with future learning sessions for that same material, ask yourself, can I simplify this even more? Can I simplify this even more? Is there any way I can make this even simpler, right? Is there any way I can make this even better organized? It's almost like you're doing a kind of refinement. That progressive refinement is going to make you a master at that piece of information, right? It's going to make you a master at that piece of information. So again, emphasize active study methods over passive methods. Force yourself to recall, right? Again, study methods with more friction usually lead to just better learning, better long-term retention, right? And the thing is, that information becomes more useful to you. You can solve a larger number of problems, right? Again, I would really encourage you to think beyond, oh, I'm just learning to pass the USMLE exams. No, you're also trying to become a clinician. You're trying to become a physician. You're trying to solve patient problems, right? So take this process and take it seriously. And then the final part of the POTS framework is stamina, right? Is stamina, right? See, guys, train under harder conditions than your exams. I tell people this all the time, right? That, hey, if you're studying for the USMLE exams, right? Like step two, for example, it's an 8-hour exam. Ideally, during your dedicated period, your study days should not be less than 8 hours long. It needs to be longer than that, right? Train under harder conditions so that your test day feels easier than your dedicated period days. That's just the truth, right? You should work on studying harder than what your exam requires of you, right? And one thing I'm going to say that can really help with stamina is to work on being progressively able to focus more. Work on being able to progressively focus more, right? Start with 15 minutes. Hey, study for 15 minutes, no distractions, no music, no tabs open on your computer, just one tab open, just lasering on that thing, right? Lasering on that thing. And then keep adding 5 minutes. Okay, I've tried 15 minutes for a few days. Now let's try 20. Let's try 25. Let's try 30. Let's try 35. Let's try 40. Let's try 50. Let's try an hour, right? The thing is, if you can increase the amount of time you can spend fully focused, fully concentrated, you're building your brain stamina. Because on your exams, you're going to have to concentrate for many, many hours. So train your brain to be able to concentrate and increase that time. Start small, take a break, increase the time. Start small, take a break, increase the time. Increase the time, right? Increase the time. And let me just tell you this. Stop distracted learning, guys. Stop distracted learning. It doesn't pay, right? Many times I've seen this over the years. People are like, oh, I like to study with music playing in the background. You're just distracting yourself. You may think you're helping yourself, but you're not really helping yourself. You're not really helping yourself, right? You're not really helping yourself, right? So focus on being able to, you know, progressively focus more, you know, progressively focus more. And honestly, like social media and all those things, you should probably cut them away during your dedicated period, because those things give like cheap dopamine hits. They really, really kill your focus and your concentration, right? So again, I really hope you find this to be helpful. Again, if you want to work with me one-on-one for one-on-one tutoring or my comprehensive classes, I have like a comprehensive step two, step three class starting next week, Monday, a 20-hour class. Shoot me an email. I help people with ERAS applications as well. Just click on the link below. Shoot me an email and I can give you some more information. But have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and bye for now. Thank you.